shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
Why, Drew, would some woman or man stay married to a
sex... I cried a lot over this. I lost a lot of sleep over this.
It's not the liberals or conservatives, and it's not the Republicans or Democrats. It's the Jews, stupid.
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I'm a dumbass.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And on this show, of course, we take you through the looking glass of talk radio. This is a radio show that Howard Stern, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, I can go down a list of people who say they are fans of this radio show. That's right, all those names. This is the radio show that other radio hosts listen to. In fact, this is the radio show, in the case of some of those guys, not Howard, that they listen to steal material from. But in any event, 877-876-PHIL is the number. And tonight we have with us Clara Bingham from Joyful Union High School as we continue to discuss this subject that is now, you know, possessing the entire country, really, and as well it should. And that is the subject of the schoolyard bullying, kids that are out there being bullied, the kids that are doing the bullying. And, you know, it's always been my feeling that kids that are bullies, they come from suspect homes. Now, they either come from a home where there isn't a whole lot of discipline. Maybe it's a single mother home. Sorry, I'm saying that. But there isn't really there's no real strong modeling for young men. Young men that are bullies on the schoolyard do not have at home strong male modeling. In other words, they don't have men to show them how to be a man, how to go out and to treat those who are weaker than you, how to go out and stand up for your friends, and at the same time not be abusive, how to go out and do your job, how to be respectful to women. You know, how to, once you do get into the workplace, how to go to work every day, work 8 hours, come home, treat your mother with respect. This is what a man does, and this is how he passes this along to a younger man. But when you got a kid out there in the schoolyard that is acting like a bully, I'm seriously believe that there is no such role model at home. So Clara Bingham joining us on the air this evening. Clara, how are you doing?
I'm very grateful to be able to talk about this. Thank you.
All right, and just want to mention our affiliate spotlight tonight on a brand new affiliate in Detroit, WDTW 1310 AM, and in Palm Springs, California, KPSI 920 AM. Good to have you guys with us. How are you and other teachers and other faculty attacking this problem, Clara?
So we are at present, we have what is called in the world of basketball a full court press on. We are talking with parents. Parents are talking to teachers. And of course we, as teachers, are talking along with the parents to the students. So we have to make sure that our students recognize that we are in their corner, that we feel what they feel, that we want to approach their problems as our problem.
Now, you have two distinct classes of kids when we talk about this idea of bullying. One's the bully, and other's the victim.
That is correct, yes.
Well, how do you approach the bully?
The first person that we want to protect is child that is at the receiving end of this. We have, we have to put ourselves in a very acute and radical mold. I teach history, and in our history we learn that when Nazi Germany attacked Stalingrad, the Russian soldiers were forced into combat by their officers, sometimes at the point of a gun. They were told they had to fight.
That's right.
They had to fight or be shot. When we approach a child who is being bullied, we have to use the same kind of aversion technique. You can't say to one of those children, here is what you should do. You should fight. You should punch. You should grab. Of course you need to come to a teacher. But what are the tools that I have as a teacher to provide to that child that's being bullied? Sometimes it's as radical. And again, we don't want to lose any more children, Bill. We cannot lose any more children.
Understood.
So we have to take a radical approach. And if you have to literally take a rope that has been fashioned into a noose by a member of one of your shops, by a student or a teacher, that has been fashioned into a noose, and put that around that child's neck and hold it up loosely and say, you want to come home with this?
You're talking about putting a noose?
That is exactly right.
That's like almost like, I guess, is that a psychodrama?
It is aversion therapy. It is reinforcing into the mind of that child what they already know. You see, they already know that they can't take it no more. And so when you put that noose around their neck, you give them the reality and you say to them, you see, you're on your way to this. You know that, right? You're on your way to this.
And you're on your way to this. You're on your way. In what sense?
If you keep on allowing them to get to your head, if you take that child into a medicine, into a bathroom, and you hold out your hand, and you have some of these pills in your hand, and you say, you see those, you know what those are. You want to take a handful of them.
So what you're doing is you're, what's already in the kid's head, the desperation that this kid is feeling, you're making it manifest?
You are materializing it, yes. Our school pool, we have an Olympic-sized pool for students that we also use as part of our, renting out to the community, if you know what I'm saying.
Like in the summertime?
Yes. We will take that child over to that pool. And this is very, very vivid, and it's very radical. But you can take a dummy that you have made up to look like a student and float it in the pool face down. And take that child over to that pool and point to that dummy and say, you know that is where you're going.
All right, I want to ask you a question. You see, with all of these things that are very, very radical and scary, and when I said to you, how do you know you're not giving the kid the idea, you're saying he already has it in his mind. Now,
they already know, if they have been bullied up to a point, they already know. I got a number of options here. One of them is I know what Ms. Bingham just showed me. I know that's not that rope. I know that's news. I know I got that, you know, and that pool. I know all that. So we always tell them, you know, this is the brick wall here. You know, this is the brick wall here.
All right, but I want to know, how do you reinforce the child's sense of self-worth so they don't allow themselves to get beat down?
You know, what we are talking about is we are showing that child that you are on the beach now. And you can't turn around and swim back out to the ship. You're on the beach now. If you turn around and try to swim back out the ship, you are like, put your head on a noose. You are, might as well be that dummy that we got floating on the water.
So this is radical. This is like saying to a kid, you got no choice. But what is the choice that that child has?
The choice that that child has is either continue to be bullied or float face down in the pool. Continue to be bullied or take a handful. Continue to be bullied, or, as I say, and the teachers, and we've said this at teacher meetings, you are swinging gently.
And I didn't hear it, swinging gently.
Swinging gently. So we have a handful, swinging gently, or float face down. These are the three options that...
Yeah, and you show the kids this, but what I'm saying is, For you to say that, hey, kids, you know, if you allow this bullying to get to you, you're going to wind up a suicide case. That's what you're saying.
We are not just saying that you're going to wind up a suicide case. We are saying that is a very graphic illustration of that.
All right. But what do you say to that child other than if you keep allowing yourself to be mentally tormented like this, this is where you're going. What do you say to them to get them moving forward?
You say to them, you are going to deal with this. You can call your mother. You call a teacher, but you have no choice, because to turn around and look back behind you, what do you see? The dummy floating, the handful, or the gently, or rocking gently. You know? And so the child...
It seems to me like it's putting that child...
No, Phil, the child knows that now I have no choice. I've got to go, and I got to deal. And whether that is dealing directly with that student, dealing with talking to your parent about it, talking to your friends about it, or talking to a teacher about it, you have to take this and put your hands around it, put your arms around it, and control it. But this kind of aversion technique, which we have developed here at Joyful Union Congregation, and which I am given to understand, has gained the interest of a number of school districts around the country. We know it is radical, but we have no choice now. Our children are going to walk to that school and allow themselves to be bullied. I'd rather be standing with a noose that I drape gently around a child's neck and say, all right, you can take that abuse, but look at here, see that? You walk through the door at home this afternoon, this here waiting for you. Dangling from, wherever you got it dangling.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know it, sir.
Boy, it just...
It's very radical, Phil. I agree.
And you're saying you're getting interest from other school districts?
All over the country, yes.
Clara Bingham joining us here on the Phil Hendry Show. How do you teach a kid to deal with bullies? Well, you show them the extreme alternative, which is a noose, a handful of pills, basically suicide, which is what the kids already know.
They already know it, yes, but they don't see it physically manifest the way we do it. We have a technique, the way I do it, and this is my way, and I don't advise other teachers to do it because I know what I'm doing. What I like to do is I come up behind the student, and I just drop that noose around their neck. And I know it sounds...
Oh, good God.
It sounds very radical. But I just drop it, and I go, see that? It's as simple as that. That's how quick it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Clara Bingham, who is a... She's actually the middle school and sophomore class advisor for a Joyful Union Congregation High School on kids being bullied and what to do to offset this bullying. What do you teach a kid who is the victim of bullying? And their technique, which is to confront the child with the alternative, holding a noose and saying, this is where you're going to wind up this afternoon if you don't deal with it, they call it a kind of aversion therapy, and they say they've gotten interest from other school districts. 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next with our guest, Clara Bingham, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
With me is Clara Bingham. She is a high school teacher from Joyful Union High School in Bellflower, California. Across this country of ours today, yesterday, and I would imagine in the foreseeable future, educators, students, parents have come together to talk about the epidemic, if you will, or the potential of kids taking being bullied to the extreme of even taking their own lives. Kids who have the kind of fragile psychology, if you will. How do we protect them? Ms. Bingham is on the line with us. You have a radical approach that you call a form of aversion therapy where you're using nooses and pills. And
so understand that we do this. We have nothing but love in our heart for our kids. We have nothing but love in our heart for our kids. But there is a thing called tough love. And I think tough love means sometimes you have to scare a child halfway out of his mind, you're going to save his life, you know. And that's what we're trying to do.
Now, before we get to some phone calls, I want to ask you, what is the reaction of parents? There must be some parents in your school who are a little horrified by this.
Well, I don't know if I would use the word horrified. We talk to our parents. We try to explain to them what our thinking is. And if their child is being bullied, we tell them, now, this is our approach. Now, if we get, and we can certainly understand we're going to get pushback. You're going to get that. I liken it to being in a lifeboat after a ship has been torpedoed. You are in a lifeboat. I'm willing to hear what people have to say up to a point. But then after that, I'm the captain, and I'm going to start telling people, you're going to bail water, you're going to get on the oars, you're going to go get, or I'm going to throw you out of the boat. Now, I hate to put it like that.
But, yeah, but if the parents have if they're concerned, if they're saying to you, I don't want my child confronted with a noose, you say you walk up to a kid and drop the noose over his neck. And what if the child is not responding to this? What if he's not dealing with the bully?
If he's not dealing with the bully after phase one, then we go up and we do another noose drop, and that is to let him know, now, this is push has come to shove. And then if that doesn't work, then of course... we have to bring the parents in, and we have to take it into something a little bit more aggressive. But two noose drop, and then you look and see how this is going.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Clara Bingham of Joyful Union Congregation about dealing with bullies, dealing with the kids who are the victim of bullies, the victims, and the parents. Here is David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham. David, go ahead.
How you doing? No, just
yes, sir.
Clara, but I'm almost fighting that this woman is an expert. There's no way my kids will be going to that school. If it works for them, I guess it works.
I'm in California. I'm in California, so I doubt if they would too.
Well, here is Ethan in Nashville. Go ahead, Ethan.
I can't believe that they actually put a noose around the kids' heads. Would we teach them to be victims all their lives now? If you get bullied,
we're teaching them, what is going to is awaiting them if they don't deal. You see, if they don't deal, that's what's coming up.
So you're saying if you keep being bullied, take some pills and kill yourself instead of doing something about it?
No, I'm saying that you don't hear too good, do you? I said that is what is in your future if you don't deal with the bully.
It's kind of an aversion therapy, is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to turn on...
Here's a man here. This is one of the reasons why we have bullies, is this guy here, because I'm sure he's got children at home.
Well, wait a minute. We don't know anything about this guy.
Well, he doesn't sound too bright.
I was bullied in elementary school because...
I'm sure you were.
Time I was 15, I didn't weigh more than 80 pounds. So I was the little kid everybody...
And do you have children? Do you have children?
I can't have children. No, I don't.
You can't. That's a very good thing. And
well, I understand. What are you insulting? Why are you insulting this man?
Because this man should not have children.
Why?
He doesn't understand.
Because you don't understand the idea.
If I drop the noose around you, you said you were bullied when you were a child. If I walked up behind you
my neck, I drop
the noose around your head, you probably think,
crap,
I don't want to hang myself.
I can't hear anybody. What'd you say?
This man is talking over me. I'm a teacher, and he can't have children because he's missing a testicle.
Wait a minute.
Ethan,
I can't hear what'd you say, Clara?
This man said he can't have children because he's missing a testicle. Didn't he say that?
No, he didn't say that. He said he can't have children. Go ahead, Ethan.
What this guy, as I understand it, is saying, if you can't handle the stress, suck it up and cry.
I didn't say that at all. I'm not
You know what? Okay. Is anybody listening to anybody here?
No, he's not listening to me. He called me a guy. I'm a woman.
Well, that's an easy mistake to make. But the fact is, what you're saying, Clara, is difficult to understand. This gentleman's having as hard a time as me. You're saying put a noose around their neck, and they're going to do what?
They're going to do everything in their power not to have that noose get. They don't want to go through noose drop, too.
So they'll avoid it at all costs.
They'll avoid it at all costs, exactly. See, now, Ethan, you can't have children. I know you said that, but why?
Oh, I don't know, because some nut shot me.
Shot you through the nut.
All right.
No, he shot me in the gut, and I lost him. Because I lost a leg.
Okay.
You lost your leg. Okay, so you one-legged. Do you ever get phantom? Do you have phantom leg?
I can't hear you. What?
Have you ever gotten phantom leg where you think the leg there and you try to scratch it, it's not there?
Yeah, it itches.
All right. Have you ever gotten phantom testicle?
All right.
I
don't know. It's a stupid question.
I'm asking the man the extent of his injury.
Like asking a woman that had a mastectomy, do you ever get phantom boob syndrome? That's rude.
You do. You ask them if they have phantom breast. Yes.
You're dodging the question. You're being rude.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It is rude. It is rude. Ethan, thanks so much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Clara Bingham in a moment here on Phantom Testimony.
Phil Hendry.
Man City got phantom legs.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Back with Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. She's also the wife of Pastor William Rennick, who is the head of the church there. And so you have a private school. It is a Christian school. And you still have bullying there. And I would imagine you have to approach it.
Well, you know, Phil, we do approach. We have to, just to give you an example of, because I can anticipate what you're going to say, we do approach it in a Christian way. We are not aggressive with the children. We simply point out to them what are the options. You can allow yourself to be bullied, and at the end of the day, all they're going to do is size you up for a noose, you know.
And well, what do you do about the bully? What about the kid that's doing the bullying?
Well, there really isn't anything you can do about him. That is something that's going to, it's going to have to take care of itself.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? You can't expel this kid? You can't...
We cannot expel children from our school.
You have a private school, though.
We do have a private school.
But you can't... Are you telling me you cannot expel a kid from your school?
This is a Christian school, and we would not be doing our job if we threw children out in the street. We take very seriously our mission. The bully is a fact of life. The bully is always going to be there. Just as the devil is always there. And the bully in many ways represents the demon. But the child that is being bullied is Jesus. And in many ways, we show that child the cross that he is going to be nailed on, which is a noose. Or he doesn't have to be Jesus. He can just be Billy, you know, or Timmy, or whatever his name is, and learn how to offset that bully by just using the power of his mind and his personality.
And the teachers will be there to help.
Of course, we'll be there to help. The parents need to be there to help. But if the teachers aren't there and the parents aren't there, that child has to remember, well, we may not be there, but you can see the dummy in the pool. It's floating face down. That is the option.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. The bully is like the devil. That's interesting. Here is Steve in Abilene, Texas. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, please.
Phil, I can't even believe what I'm hearing. There are people in prison for doing what she's doing to these child. It's insane. I can't even believe.
What law am I violating? I'm not violating any law. I'm telling
you. You're not violating any laws.
No,
you're,
not at all.
Physically,
I'm telling that child.
If you get into the bully,
you have to float and face down.
You're mentally abusing children.
I'm mentally abusing a child now. I'm trying to prepare that child.
By showing the child,
You don't put nooses around some child's neck and prepare him for anything.
So I'm clear, where did you get your teaching credential? Just so I'm clear.
Where did you get yours? That's what I want to know.
I got mine at the Henry Hoover Teachers College in Hoover, Oregon.
The Henry Hoover Teachers College in Hoover, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like Dr. Phil, okay? Dr. Phil started out over. He doesn't know anything. You don't know anything. You don't put nooses or hand or show kids pills.
Well,
what do you do?
Are
what
you
are
ready
you
for this
do?
Man? I love you.
Are you going to put him in
I love
Toyota?
You are sitting there telling me that you know whether Dr. Phil is qualified or not. That man a doctor. You're not a doctor.
I'm a father and a grandfather. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Are you any good at it?
Something like that to my children or to my grandchildren, you'd be in prison. I can promise. You try something.
I can tell you right now. I might not get the chance of your children.
Stupid like that.
I would never get. I would never get the chance with your children because they'd wind up floating face down before I ever had the chance to intercede. And I feel very...
Oh, that's a hell of a thing to say to the guy just because you disagree with him.
I feel very sorry for any child. This man just called Dr. Phil a quack and a witch doctor and all that. And Dr. Phil has helped millions of people, including...
I'll tell you what, ma'am. I mean, I'm being nice here. Whenever there's a child that kills herself because of your stupidity, I hope that you can live with that the rest of your life, because I'm telling you, what you're doing is...
What are you talking about? I'm saving lives. I'm not taking lives. I say to a child, you want to go home and dangle? That's your business. Or you can deal. Dangle or deal. And
oh,
if you use
goodness.
Those kind... excuse me. You have to reach a child with that kind of thinking.
Dangle or deal.
That is exactly right. You can fight or you can float, which is another one. And that means you get in and fight for yourself or your
family. There's other ways of going about treating or helping a child that's being bullied. And what they were asking
you about. Give me an example.
What they were asking you about, what you do with the bullies, and you're not doing anything with the children, those are the people you need to be helping, because they're going to go on out through life and become the thugs on the corner and walking in the supermarkets and stuff.
That's right.
People.
What about the bullies?
There's nothing you can do about them. That we've tried, and we have tried. We've looked at the problem every which way, and we're still baffled by it.
So
we just
the
have to coexist.
The easiest thing to do is to walk up to some kid and put a noose around their neck.
Wait. Hold on. What do you mean coexist with a bully? These are children, too. These bullies are kids. Just like that kid I saw today on TV. He's a little tiny kid, and they say he was the one that was bullying that little boy. He's a little boy, and I looked at the mother, and, of course, when I look at the parents of these kids, that's where I see the real problem, you know?
So I don't think you can readily jump all over a parent and say that, like this man here, Steve, I'd love to blame him for the problems of the world, but I'm a Christian. I won't do that. Are the parents bad? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But I can't... You're asking me, what do we do about bullies? What do you do about bullies? What makes rain? What makes a cloud? Why is there the aurora borealis? We don't know.
Why is there the aurora borealis is the same kind of question as to why is there a schoolyard bully.
In many ways, yes. In many ways.
All right. Steve, thank you so much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it, huh? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to CW in Atlanta, Georgia. CW, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I work at a high-max corrections facility. And my experience is the approach she's using, we're going to end up dealing with both the bully and the victim. The way we have dealt with it that's the most positive as far as the results, it's a confidence issue with the victim and the bully. And yes, bullies are rehabilitated. They have that same ability. It's all a confidence issue, and you hit on it first when you mentioned at the start of the show about it being about, you know, the family. But when I'm mentoring children in this issue, you know, you have to work on the self-confidence of the child, the bully and the victim both. Usually the reason both are happening is because of insecurity. The victim has done nothing wrong except they're, you know, they've been victimized.
Hey, CW,
the
let
bully,
me ask you this, Phil. Where do you say you work? No, hold on. Where did you say you work, CW?
I work at a high match prison in Georgia.
Oh, okay. So you work at a prison with adults.
All right. So I want to ask this gentleman a question. He's saying some very good things here. What is wrong with building up a child's confidence by saying either you get in there and deal with that bully, or if you turn around and go back, you are going to be floating face down, you know?
Yeah, I think your approach, I think it's a little extreme. I'm not here to knock you about it, because I think it's a little more involved than just the way you're talking about it.
Okay.
And I think that it's just not coming across in the communication.
Well, I know that when we
deal with people, when I'm dealing with the youth, I usually deal with both the bully and the victim. And both of them, if you take time to analyze it, it usually comes from insecurity. It's a lack
of
confidence.
When
you build up their confidence, you have a lot better results than both of them.
You know, CW, I have to tell you, I've got to confess, a lot of times I'll see these bullies, and I want to just take them around the side of the building. I keep with me because my son is a Los Angeles police officer. He gave me a folding PR-24. And I want to take him around the side of the building, and I want to crack it across their skull, you know, but I don't do it.
But I'm heading in that direction.
I'm heading in that direction. I think one of these days I will, you know.
Well, you're the one that was saying there's no way of dealing with a bully. We don't. The science isn't there yet. CW is saying that they have dealt with bullies. All right, CW, thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So what do you mean by that?
With all due respect to that gentleman, we don't know why there are bullies still. We have some ideas. We have, in any country that you want to name, teams of scientists working on it. We have teams of scientists working on it here. We have teams of scientists working on it in Europe. We have teams of scientists all over Asia. And we don't know what makes a bully. We're getting closer. But we're closer, quite frankly. We are closer, quite frankly, to stopping the mutation of the H1N1 than we are to figuring out why they're a bully. So the only thing we can do is let the bully just sit there and try to quarantine it by arming our youth with what I call arm our youth with the reverse noose. If you do two noose drops and the challenge...
When you say two noose drops, I just... It gives me the creeps.
Coming up behind the chap.
Now, I know you're going up behind the kid and dropping the noose over his neck and saying, hey, this is what you got waiting for you when you get home from school. For my money, it is a... I have to agree with some of the people who say it's abusive. Here is Lawrence in Portsmouth, Virginia. Lawrence, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
It is not abuse. I can tell you that.
I'm good. Thank you.
At I listened to the young lady. I assume she's a young lady because anyone who is...
I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 50s.
I'm a little older than you, about 64 years old. But, and I'm also a black American or Negro American. And if you drop a noose, in front of my children, they would think you were a Klan or something. And let me tell you, it's psychologically.
They know
it
that
work.
They turn around, though, they're going to see Aunt Jemima.
And if you did it twice, you're subject to have something happen to you, not to the bully itself. I mean, that is intimidation.
Well, now that sounds like you trying to. It sounds like you're getting up in my face a little bit there.
You can call it what you want to call it, but that's getting ridiculous. Because you know
wait
what we do have. And you say you're in the church, and you are
absolutely
always told that the bad will be with us the rest of their lives, right?
Absolutely,
And everything else, okay. And that's one of the reasons why we have a constitution in this country to protect people. And that's why we have teachers to protect the system to make sure that our children learn in a proper environment. It is not for them to make sure that the bully continues to go free and we are saying, well, just go ahead and deal with it. That's what exactly the same thing
I'm
that happened.
I'm saying, you deal with that or you get a noose drop, see? Now, what do you think a child going to choose?
Well, what the gentleman is saying, it's an extremely traumatic thing to drop a noose on a kid like that. And
it may be traumatic. It might be more traumatic for him to go out and meet that bully and have the bully use his head as a speed bag. You know.
But you're not qualified to say what that kid's mentality is. What happens if that kid all of a sudden, who happens to be black or either Mexican American or whomever, who have been lynched or his people have been lynched, okay, completely goes berserk. Then what?
Well, you are.
You say you've done your job, and then the bully still goes free.
If you ever seen that movie Hang 'Em High with Clint, you ever seen that movie Hang 'Em High?
You're worse than the bully.
No, sir, not at all, sir.
Because you're perpetuating bullyism or whatever you want to call it. You're not perpetuating nothing but that. You're letting it continue to keep going on. You're not saying, well, okay, I'm here to teach this child. I'm here to provide this child an education. I'm here to give this child all that it needs
in life.
That's
what I'm trying to do.
Okay?
Right.
You're not giving them anything when you're not giving them anything when you in turn continue to not protect them from the bully, and then also when you in turn
let go from the bully by doing a noose drop and a handful.
You can expel that bully,
but that wouldn't be Christian. See?
Why not?
Wait. Why wouldn't that be Christian? Why wouldn't it be Christian to expel that guy?
Because that child will be out in the street like some street trash. You know that is what
do
it
you
I
think
do.
Well, then maybe that's what that child is. All of us are not God's children. Okay, just like you said to me.
That's not what my Bible says.
Why would you keep the demons around you? You're supposed to be providing an environment where kids want to come to, not where they
want to come to. The demon
come
up. Let me tell you about a man. We have a man doing maintenance for our school right now, and he took his shirt off the other day, very hot, and was mowing the lawn, and I saw on his neck, just like hang him high with 10 inch wood, he had that scar. He had a noose, he had a rope scar on his neck, and I thought, oh, God.
That's a man. I'm talking about children. And
wait a minute. What does that mean?
If I expel that child.
Hang him high?
That's just like 10 inch wouldn't hang him high. And I knew right there the devil is.
Well, what are you talking about, the devil was visiting?
Then if you know that, then, and you're a Christian church, why do you employ the devil?
I didn't know it till I saw the rope burn on his back.
So you're going to still keep the devil there, though?
No, I don't want to keep him there, but I just had to get that. And he's a white man, see? He's a white man, I said. Now, he said they tried to hang him, but the noose broke, and they can't hang you a second time.
What are you talking about? What is this? Is this a Wild West story?
I'm telling you, this happened. This is a gardener at our school, a white man. So I said to Pastor Rennick.
In America?
I said, pardon? Right here in America? Yes, in America. Yeah.
All right. So it was a white man who was mowing the lawn. He had a rope scar on his neck. And he said they hung him, but the rope broke and he.
And they can't hang you twice a second time. And I took that to mean to back away from that bully.
Because he said it was back in a territorial prison.
In a territorial prison.
That's right.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
That's not true.
All right.
That is not true.
That's what he told me. He said it was a victim of bullyism.
All right, listen, sir, thank you so much. Lawrence, thank you so much, sir, for your call. World-famous Phil Henry Show will be back here with Clara Bingham. That's the goofiest story I ever heard in my life.
What's so goofy about that? When I saw that rope burning that man's neck, I said, that's a devil there. I can't throw that bully out.
In a territorial prison.
That's right.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Phil Henry. Pastor Rennick, how you doing?
I'm good, but I will tell you that. Saying to me,
you know, Phil, this is about our school. It's really not, it doesn't have anything to do with the church.
But he told me about that man that had that scar on his neck. And I said that my word was he was a devil.
The guy, he's a gardener, right? And he had a rope burn on his neck. Somebody tried to hang him.
But the rope broke.
All right. That doesn't have anything to do with kids being bullied in school.
That is exactly what I was trying to tell him.
But you brought it up.
I brought it up as an example of how you cannot necessarily fire the devil. You got the devil working there. Well, I'm going to fire him? No. Same way I can't do anything about a bully. But I can say to the child that's being bullied, you get in and deal with that, or you're going to wind up with a handful of pills. You won't know whether to take a handful of pills, buy a life preserver, or just go ahead and float face down.
I think that's a cruel thing to say to a child that's being tormented. 877-876-PHIL. Nan in Chattanooga, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead.
You don't understand children, Mr. Henry.
Can you hear me? Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm the mother of a child that was bullied all the way through school growing up. And I think that it begins in the home. These children that are bullies need to be disciplined. They can be disciplined with love. But discipline has to be taught. Can't reason it. And it's got to be taught. I think the beginning of the downfall was whenever we took prayer out of our schools and country began to turn its back on the Lord. That was the beginning of our downfall because it is more prevalent now. It's always existed. It always will exist. But it is definitely more prevalent now than what it was to begin with.
Well, I agree. And that's why I said when we hired that man, to be our gardener, and I saw that rope burn around his neck. I said, that's a devil.
And
he's a white man. And I knew the devil's white.
All right. She can't hear you.
What I said was, at our school, we hired a gardener, and he had a rope burn on his neck. If you ever saw that movie, Hang 'Em High.
Yes, we saw Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood. Okay.
I didn't ask you, Mr. Hitler. I asked the lady. Have you ever seen Hang 'Em High?
No, I didn't.
All right.
But you can't put nooses around people's necks.
And the rope break, and they can't hang him again. Same thing with this gardener. And I said, Lord, if that isn't the devil, then my name is Denise Williams. And I said the same to my husband.
You can't put nooses around people's necks. I mean, you're talking about children.
It's around his white man. No, I would never hurt a child. I would never hurt a child. But this gardener, I wish they would have finished the job.
Whatever that's got to do with what we're talking about.
Well, the lady's talking about the devil.
You threatened to put a noose in front of them. That's
Phil Hendry. Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.